This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Supreme Court will be hearing oral arguments shortly on whether President Trump's tax record should stay secret. The president's personal lawyers are asking the justices to take up an appeal of lower court rulings that call for 8 years of his tax records to be given to a House committee, which is investigating what it claims are possible conflicts of interest. The House Judiciary Committee chairman says the evidence is clear that President Trump committed impeachable offenses. After yesterday's hearing, New York Democrat Jerry Nadler said legal experts' testimony show that Trump's actions violated his oath of office and the Constitution. Democrats still accusing Trump of pressuring Ukraine to investigate his political rivals. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
And Doug.
Where's the money, Karen?
I'm sorry, the money?
The money you saved by having Liberty Mutual customize your home insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, that money. I used it to add to my collection of clown paintings. Take a look.
Ah! I mean, amazing. Wow.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The body of John Dillinger, or whoever is buried in his grave, is going to stay right where it is. A judge has ruled that Dillinger's family cannot exhume the body for testing. The judge says state law allows managers at the Crown Hill Cemetery in Indianapolis to block that move. Some of the Dillinger family members want to dig up the body originally as part of a History Channel show, as they claim that the FBI shot and killed the wrong man. Federal health authorities are now linking lettuce tainted with E. coli bacteria to more than 100 illnesses in 23 states. The FDA says the new number more than doubles the magnitude of an ongoing E. coli outbreak connected to romaine lettuce grown in California's Salinas Valley. The agency is telling people to check the label on lettuce they buy and to throw it out if it's from Salinas. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
The president is returning from the NATO summit, and Vice President Pence likes his work. USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
President Trump has wrapped up meeting with world leaders at the 2019 NATO summit in London. Now, Vice President Mike Pence says one of the things the president is very good at is using our strong U.S. economy when it comes to trade talks.
The president's also been willing to use the power of this economy and access to this economy and tariffs to leverage changes in our trading relationships. It's working for the American economy. And as we go forward with negotiations, the American people can be confident that this president is going to continue to be willing to use access to this economy and use tariffs to put American jobs and American workers first.
Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison sued Juul Labs, accusing the e-cigarette maker of unlawfully targeting young people with its product to get a new generation addicted to nicotine. The lawsuit filed in Hennepin County District Court in Minneapolis seeks to force Juul to stop marketing to young people, fund a corrective public education campaign in Minnesota on the dangers of youth vaping, fund vaping cessation programs, and disclose all its research on vaping and health. Ellison said at a news conference with Governor Tim Tim Walz, they have deceived and misled Minnesota consumers of all ages, creating a public nuisance. Juul by far is the dominant e-cigarette manufacturer in America, and it's growing among children fast. This is USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It is live that we are, and thank you for joining us 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got lots to get down to, lots of business, and we've got the professor in the house, and a professor of distinction and balance, Paul Kengor from Grove City College. Paul, well, I'll tell you, speaking of imbalance, you know, this is how the Dems are shooting themselves in the foot. You know, even looking at the polls and understanding the nation is divided, what they do is they rig the pool here. And they bring on, except for Jonathan Turley, who, you know, some even, you know, say that he's a liberal. But I'd say compared to the other three, I mean, clearly, the Dems did not want to hear from him, so they ignored him on many of the questions. And at one time, you know, he tried to give a response and they said, well, no, that's just a yes or no answer.
Yeah. It's a very interesting situation, Bill. And thank you for that intro, the professor of distinction.
Yes.
And balance. I got to put that on a bumper sticker. Put it on the back of my.
Hey, no, we're going to put it in your next book. I mean, and you can quote me. You can quote me on that, because this is why we love having you on here, Paul. Because we need to have. I mean, clearly, what was on display, just like what was on display. I mean, this is one thing we can be thankful for the Democrats doing, is they're really giving us, you know, a picture of the other side, whether it's elite state officials who are like a bunch of spoiled brats that somehow think that they're supposed to dictate national policy when it's not their job. They didn't get elected. Their job is to follow the orders of the President of the United States. And because they didn't get their way, they're pitching a fit. And I just couldn't believe it. I mean, any kind of organization, as you know, Paul, when, you know, and you, we will have people in any organization, any business, from time to time will raise their ugly heads and say, hey, you know, I don't like the way this is going on, and I just don't agree with the president, you know, the general manager here. And they pitch a fit. Well, those people end up getting reassigned very easily because they're not happy campers and nothing's going to make them happy, right? But no, in our government, we accommodate them. We move them out. We give them a better job at Georgetown University, make them a fellow there. And, you know, even Yovanovitch had to smile about that when they said, well, you did get reassigned and you got a pretty good gig here, right, at Georgetown? And she smiled, you know, with approval. So it was like, well, we just want to know, and I don't know, maybe that was too subtle for most of America to get, but you know, this is the way our government rolls, and people are seeing this and going, no wonder these knuckleheads are so messed up.
Well, that's right. And kind of an interesting case in point. So I was talking to somebody yesterday who's very, very nonpartisan, very nonpolitical, is kind of disengaged from all of this, is really sick of all of it. And she asked me, she said, okay, so what exactly are they impeaching Donald Trump over, right? And I said, well, okay, the kind of four bullet points, and I had them almost photographically in my mind. I think I read them off CNN.com yesterday or something like that. And they all had to do with the phone call with the Ukrainian president Zelensky. And she said, well, you know, when did that happen? And I said, well, the phone call, I think, I'm pretty sure it was in July. And she said, so all of the stuff for which they're trying to impeach him just happened in the last few months. And I said, yeah. And she said, well, wasn't it something to do with, like, Russia and collusion and everything? And you know, keep in mind, this is somebody who's completely innocent, just you know, asking basic questions.
Probably like most of America, right? Okay, go ahead.
Right. And I said, yeah, well, that was like a year or two ago, and they really didn't find anything with that. So he's kind of exonerated on that. And she said, so they're getting him right now on this Ukrainian phone call. And I said, yeah, that seems to be what the push is for. And it's like, well, I didn't think it had anything to do with this. This is completely new. I said, well, it is completely new. And so for people who say that, you know, the Democrats have been, this is a lynching. They've been after this guy's scalp and they're opening hearings to do whatever they can to find whatever they can. This really seems to affirm that, right? Which then begs the question of, then if they're pursuing impeachment, especially for political reasons, why are they doing it? Well, it must be to fire up their base, because I don't know that this is going to work with the country as a whole, unless they believe that tagging him with that eye, that impeachment is going to hurt him. Look, you want precedent on this? Bill Clinton, in 1998, the Democrats had a big rebound in the 1998 midterm election.
Right.
And the Republicans, the Gingrich Congress, really took it on.
And that's with Clinton actually committing a crime, bipartisan reaction and acknowledgement of said crime was noted, right?
That's right. In fact, with Clinton, you had an actual legal violation there. You know, lied before a grand jury, lied under oath. So there were technical, legal, arguably constitutional violations. And then on top of that, there was the moral outrage.
Right.
In fact, you even had among Democrats who said, okay, he did lie under oath and you know, he did lie before a grand jury. But, you know, this was about sex. This was about a personal moral issue. And I just don't think we should impeach over that. But at least you have
which is an interesting argument, because at the time, as you'll recall, Paul, in our culture, what was being, you know, aggressively attended to was, you know, this, you know, before the hashtag became fashionable, it was sexual harassment that was happening in the workplace. I remember in corporate America, I was involved in a, you know, Fortune 1000 company, and we were getting, you know, we were having to take classes about every 4 to 6 weeks about, you know, sexual harassment and all these things. So suddenly the president is exonerated in the eyes of, you know, a pretty large number of Americans that thought, oh, well, that's just, you know, that's just about sex. Wait a minute, you got a young intern. She's, what, 21 years old or something, certainly of age. But you got this and in the Oval Office. And I mean, oh, my gosh, I mean, this is like flashbacks to Charles and Camilla.
Well, and the worst part too was the hypocrisy by feminists. Remember
yes.
that, Bill?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
They were willing to wash all of this clean at the altar of Roe versus Wade, and that kind of forgave Clinton's position on abortion. Forgave all sins.
Exactly.
That was probably the true worst moral outrage of everything that took place. But the bigger picture is related to Donald Trump right now, and the Democrats pursuing this impeachment clearly for political reasons. Is that Bill Clinton also, so the impeachment thing went down in December 1998. It went to the Senate for a vote in January 1999, where it was defeated there. And then Bill Clinton, just a year later, left the presidency with the highest approval ratings highest Gallup approval ratings of any president since Gallup began polling, other than Reagan and Eisenhower.
Yeah.
So it didn't hurt Clinton, which is why the Democrats right now, I don't know what, if this is political, which clearly it is, at least in part, I don't see how this helps them at all, other than maybe firing up their base.
Exactly.
That's the only thing that I could really think of.
Well,
that might be dead by this time next year, right? By November of 20.
Exactly. Well, the other thing they run the risk of here, Paul, and I think that hasn't been reported, and that is all of a sudden you are going to turn over the control of this impeachment narrative to a Republican-controlled Senate. Lord have mercy, you have no idea the gates of hell that you've just opened up upon yourself. We've got more from the professor, Paul Kengor, after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This is sponsored by Office Depot. For small business owners, being flexible with your work environment is critical to establishing and growing your business. No matter where you run your business from, there are a few important resources to have in place to ensure that your operations are productive, efficient, and a step ahead of your customers' needs. Mona Bell, Product Manager of Consumer Printing at Epson.
Make sure you know what tools your business needs to function smoothly and choose efficient, cost-effective equipment to meet those needs. Many forward-thinking business owners are investing in a cartridge-free printer, like the Epson EcoTank Monochrome SuperTank. They are high-quality, reliable printers that free you from expensive ink and toner cartridges.
Available exclusively at Office Depot and Office Max, the Epson EcoTank Wireless SuperTank printers also allow you to print thousands of pages with each refill, giving you the convenience to focus on what's most important for your business. Find available product information and services at officedepot.com.
Values, faith, service.
service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And our conversation with Professor Paul Ken Gore continues. Paul, just to kind of wrap up the first segment and this impeachment palooza that we've been thrust in the middle of. Boy, I'll tell you, the Democrats, according to their own plan, said that there had to be bipartisanship. There were some must-haves that needed to occur, and the only bipartisan movement whatsoever has been Democrats moving across the aisle to the other side saying impeachment is not the way to go. And here we are, you know, less than a year away from a national election.
Well, that's the other thing, too, Bill. I mean, this is completely partisan. I mean, they couldn't get a single Republican vote there 3 weeks ago. And you think back to Richard Nixon. I believe the initial vote in Nixon's case in order to recommend having impeachment hearings, the vote in the House, it was something like 403-4. It was over 400 votes.
Yes.
I mean, that was clearly bipartisan by people who back then, you know, congressmen who were much more dignified. You know, they took their job more seriously. They truly recognized the constitutional gravity at stake. I think you're dealing today with a lot of people. Really, this is a problem. It's a statement about liberalism generally. It's just driven by emotion. It really is. It's
right.
A kind of a lashing out, and like almost like a temper tantrum.
It really is.
And I think we saw that even with Nancy Pelosi, who was against the impeachment a few months ago, and then after the kind of AOC eruption and other things that happened, she caved in on that. And I'll never forget that press conference that she held around 5 o'clock. I think it was a Tuesday or Wednesday. And talking about introducing impeachment hearings because of this phone call that was, and one of the reporters, it was a liberal reporter, I can't remember who it was, said, Speaker Pelosi, you know that the president has said that he's going to release the entire transcript of this phone call tomorrow.
Yes.
What if the transcript says something that proves that he's not guilty? And her basic answer, she's got the deer in the headlights look, which she gets all the time.
Right.
And her basic answer kind of caught at that point was, well, it's not going to matter. And it turned out it really didn't matter.
No.
Which just shows, Lollapalooza really what a circus whole thing is, right? What an impeachment circus the whole thing, a spectacle that it's become.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the exaggeration, and then of course that was furthered by, the thespian effort of one Adam Schiff, to, write in a story and, make it part of the public record, which, shocks me that wasn't put in with objection, because here he is, he's presenting the story that historians down the road, Paul, as you know, they're going to look at this and go, what? You know, 8 times they mentioned the Bidens and all this other drama that was in the conversation, and now historians are going to have to look at the record, and fortunately also entered into the record is the actual transcript, for the most part, and we understand that it's not verbatim, but is the acceptable transcript of the phone call. And there was no 8 mentions of Biden. Even one of the professors, which really blew me away yesterday, she says, he demanded. He demanded, something in return. And going, wait, where do you get demand? That's jumping the shark. But anyway, we'll leave it there. This will continue, and we'll keep everybody informed. But I do want to talk about your article that you wrote regarding the comparison of one Donald Trump and Ronald Reagan.
Right, right. Yeah, that's up at American Spectator right now. What would Ronald Reagan think of Donald Trump? And they asked me to write that. They asked me to write it for the print edition. And I said, all right, well, if I'm going to write this, I'm going to try to be, like you said, balanced, right? Measured.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to give both sides here. And, And I know some of your readers aren't going to like the negative things that I have to say about Donald Trump. I'll deal with those first. It's funny, I saw the post online, and indeed they went after me for even daring to criticize Donald Trump on personality. Mm-hmm. But I started by saying that when it comes to personality, temperament, you couldn't have two men more different.
Exactly.
Ronald Reagan and Donald Trump. I mean, I've read through Reagan's private letters, thousands and thousands of them, his diary. The guy never swore. The guy, he would write in his diary, he would abbreviate damn and hell.
Yes, right.
He would write LH-L. Donald Trump has, you know, no qualms at all about getting in front of 10,000 people and dropping F-bombs.
Mm-hmm.
That's not Ronald Reagan. And you know, I know certain people like that about Trump, that he lets it out and doesn't take any guy. Yeah, that's fine. But my point there was that, you know, Ronald Reagan was universally liked, and I know the liberals went after him too. But there's a huge, huge, huge advantage to being liked politically, which is when you're up for re-election in 1984. I'll say the full word there. Mm-hmm. You can win 49 out of 50 states.
Right, exactly.
There's a real advantage here. There really is an advantage to having your guy be liked just a little bit.
Yeah.
And so if you want Donald Trump's policy successes, and that's what I focused on in the rest of the piece, I say that Ronald Reagan would be impressed, even envious, of a number of Donald Trump's policy successes. If you want those to continue, your guy has to get reelected. And the liberals were vicious to Reagan, too.
Yes.
And you and I lived through that. They were vicious to Bush. And Bush won reelection pretty handily. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Donald Trump will, Bill. It remains to be seen. And truly, 2020 is going to really be very, very telling, because I'm convinced that he won in 2016 because Hillary Clinton is so loathed.
Yes.
Right? I mean, she is just reviled. Mm-hmm. And if there was really one person on the Democratic side that he could have beat, and by the way, according to even polls, could beat again, it's Hillary.
Yeah.
Now the others, I don't know. And if the polls show Joe Biden leading Donald Trump by 10 points in November 2020, I'm telling you, that's not good.
Yeah.
And everyone says that the polls were wrong in 2016. They actually weren't, because they measured the popular vote and they had Hillary winning by 2-3%, mm-hmm. which she did win.
Right.
Now, had they gone through state by state and done a really, really, really sophisticated micro analysis, polling, 5,000 people in every state, then they might have nailed it with the Electoral College.
Mm-hmm.
But what these polls get you is they get you the national vote. But that's not the
game. The game is the Electoral College. And you and I talked about it back then. I said, look, we can talk about that, but, it still comes down to electoral votes. And Donald Trump understood that. He says, okay, I'm going to play the game.
You can, what that really showed is someone like Donald Trump playing the Rust Belt states like mine in Pennsylvania, Ohio, which is 30 minutes west of me right now. I mean, you can lose the popular vote by 2-3 percentage points and win the Electoral College. What I think you can't do is lose the popular vote by 5-6% and lose the Electoral College.
Right.
That I think, statistically would be much, much harder to do. But I don't know who the Democrat is going to be in 2020.
Well, and here we are, Paul. I mean, the Democrats have shot themselves in the foot. I mean, they had two stages full of candidates that are now starting to dwindle. But all the oxygen in their messaging has been swallowed up by impeachment. And I'm surprised that Kamala Harris, frankly, when she resigned, didn't blame Nancy Pelosi for all this impeachment stuff, because it's all been a distraction, and it is hurting the messaging of these potential candidates.
very true. Yeah, that's right. It's very true. It's a good point. I'm surprised you didn't mention it, too. But they fall in line so well that they never dissent, at least publicly.
Right, exactly. Well, look, at this is going to continue. And get ready, ladies and gentlemen. It's not for the faint of heart, but, you know, this is reality TV, really. And not necessarily its finest, but look, it's going to captivate some eyes. We'll keep you informed. Professor Paul Ken Gore has been with us. Paul, look forward to having you back and staying in touch, okay?
All right, thanks, Bill.
All right, buddy, have a good one. Have a great holiday. You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. If we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Supreme Court to be hearing oral arguments shortly on whether President Trump's tax record should stay secret. The president's personal lawyers are asking the justices to take up an appeal of lower court rulings that call for 8 years of his tax records to be given to a House committee, which is investigating what it claims are possible conflicts of interest. The House Judiciary Committee chairman says the evidence is clear that President Trump committed impeachable offenses. After yesterday's hearing, New York Democrat Jerry Nadler said legal experts' testimony show that Trump's actions violated his oath of office and the Constitution. Democrats still accusing Trump of pressuring Ukraine to investigate his political rivals. And this is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Let the night wind to the little land. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little land. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
A star, dancing in the night, with a tail as big as a kite, with a tail as
your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez. Live.
Hey, it's all about you and for you, ladies and gentlemen, keeping you up to date on the things that matter in the body politics. I mean, after all, we're going to be voting. Yeah, believe it or not, the Dems, I think, maybe have forgot about that we're going to be voting in less than a year. We're pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. The headline right now, Nancy Pelosi says the House is going to move to impeach President Trump. And I kind of sense that she's winding the jack-in-the-box and all of a sudden it's going to pop up because I don't think they're really thinking about the ultimate consequences here, Dan Perkins. I got to bring Dan Perkins on, syndicated columnist, expert in policy and energy. Dan, because they're basically, if they move forward with this and they are able to get the vote, which chances are they will get the vote to impeach the president, this thing is going, I mean, they're turning over control of the entire impeachment narrative to the Senate. And based on the warmonging and how Jerry Nadler, Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, Democrats at large have handled this, Lord have mercy, payback is going to be something else.
I absolutely agree. And as always, thanks for having me on your show, Bill.
Good.
And thank you for your support for Songs and Stories for Soldiers.
My honor.
Let me give you a couple of quick observations. Because I'm not necessarily in your camp at the moment that they're going to pass this vote. First of all, I think we have to thank the Democratic Party for two major gifts. First, the Schiff Committee put a face on the deep state.
Mm-hmm.
For the longest time, we always heard it in terms of rhetoric, the deep state. We never really knew what it looked like or heard from them directly what they believe and why they are the deep state. When Schiff put all those people on and they basically had nothing of fact.
We're talking the state officials.
Yes,
the State Department officials, the ambassadors and their followers. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So what we have is we were shown that these people are basically angry with Donald Trump because he didn't do what he was supposed to do, and that is run it by them to make sure that they agreed with it before he implemented any foreign policy. So we saw people who were angry, who were frustrated, who didn't like Donald Trump, didn't like being left out in the cold. We actually saw what the deep state looks like. Number two, Jerry Nadler yesterday in the House Judiciary Committee put a face on the issue that many of us have talked about for a long time, and that is, my words, Bill, the corruption in the public education system in the United States.
Exactly.
By the far left. Mm-hmm. And what we saw that yesterday in spades. So the American people are not buying the story from the Democrats. Now, this is where I might disagree with you. I wrote a piece.
I saw that piece, and this is why we need your opinion, because look at, you know, in any kind of conversation, if you've got both people in the room agreeing on the same thing, then one of us is unnecessary. Your perspective is needed here. So go ahead.
I think that the Nancy Pelosi is now beginning to wonder after the Thanksgiving break whether or not she has the votes to pass a resolution in the House. And she needs 218. But she's on the record. She's on the record saying that we shouldn't impeach the president unless we have a bipartisan support and the support of the American people. The polling data does not show that the American people are in favor of impeaching Donald Trump. And it appears that it's not going to be bipartisan. It's going to be, it would be bipartisan, the vote we're taking today, the way I think it could happen, against it.
Mm-hmm.
So it might pass in terms of getting the 218.
So well, they already had two Democrats go on the Republican side. So the bipartisan is against impeachment, not for impeachment.
Yes. Yeah,
to your point.
So
yes.
Here's what I think is going to happen. Nancy Pelosi is going to realize that if the Senate gets this trial, Schiff, Nadler, the whistleblower, a bunch of people, Hillary,
Bannon,
Biden, all are going to get called to testify. And she doesn't want that because that blows apart the foundation that they built between the judiciary and the other committee. So here's what I think is going to happen. In her heart of hearts, she believes that there's a good possibility that the Democrats will retain control of the House in the midterm elections. I didn't say intellectually. I said in her heart.
Mm-hmm.
But in the event that they lose control of the House, she's going to postpone the vote, and she's going to say something like this. We've had the hearings. We believe we have sufficient evidence to impeach the president. However, it would be disruptive for the country. We need to let the American people decide whether or not they want to reelect Donald Trump or not, based on the evidence that we've presented. So we're not going to take a vote. So we're going to go through the whole campaign system, so all the alternative stuff that we just talked about that the Republicans could do if there was a trial. Mm-hmm. If there's no trial, they don't get to do that.
Right.
So let's say that I'm right and that they lose control of the House in the mid in the general election. What she's going to do in the lame duck session, she's going to bring the bill out of her pocket, put it on the floor, vote it, pass it, so that Donald Trump, after his inauguration to his second term, will be facing an impeachment trial.
Interesting. That would be an interesting ploy. But I, Dan, going through that scenario, you know, because she has not moved, as you suggested, she's not moved the polls in her direction whatsoever. In fact, people are falling off. Not to mention, look at what's going on in the independent category. That is swelling right now. And it's swelling because the Democrats are leaving. As the old saying says, I didn't leave the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party left me. They're not on the bus here. They're not on this bus. And
they're not waiting at the bus stop either.
No, exactly. Yeah, they're tucking and rolling and getting off. I mean, you know, you're exactly right. And because they see this for what it is, and an increasing number of Americans are seeing this. Even with the setup yesterday, what we had to endure with these professors. I mean, here they came, and you know, with their background already partisan, they had they contributed to Hillary Clinton, Democratic causes. You know, they had made statements publicly about how much they disliked Trump. They were very elitist in their approach. And so, Jerry Nadler, to his discredit, but of course it's typical. I mean, he's on a mission. He rallied. He championed. He vied for this position to be, you know, the head of the judiciary with the sole purpose of being the guy. He's the guy that's going to impeach Donald Trump. Just let me have that position and I will. I mean, he's bragging about it on a train, right? And Molly Hemingway is within hearing distance of a phone call that this guy's blathering off and declaring what his purpose is. Much to the discredit of Nancy Pelosi, saying that it wasn't like people got elected and said they wanted to come here and impeach the president. What do you mean? What are you talking about? It's on record. I mean, that's you're denying that, and at the same time denying that Joe Biden actually, you know, executed a quid pro quo on the former president of Ukraine by saying, "Look, if you don't get rid of that, if you don't get rid of that prosecutor, I'm holding back $1 billion." And, well, son of a gun, you know, my language, not his. The guy got fired and they got their money. I think that's quid pro quo, right? But they deny that. I guess that's what you do. You, as Dinesh D'Souza has said so eloquently, you just stick to the con, you deny, and you keep denying and hold to the con. We got more.
What would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? Pay off loans, save it. Do something fun? Well, it's something you may need to think about if you become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it works. You can save big time on your healthcare costs, and you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either. Find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. There is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of Veterans Prostate Awareness, said we don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, an early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your songs and stories, veterans tip of the day.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
14 minutes before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Great to have you along with us. Our conversation with the expert of energy and policy, Dan Perkins, and he's also a nationally recognized author and columnist. Dan, the Democrats, and this is where you and I mostly agree on, is where the Democrats are heading is over a cliff. I mean, they are really in a state of chaos here. You know, they're so fixed. I like what Jordan Peterson has said, and I've mentioned this to my audience several times in the last few weeks, as I came across his perspective on ideology. He says that you can become so, and this is my interpretation, okay, not him word for word, but this is the point, that you can become so ideologically fixed that you become stupid. Because you're no longer open for ideas. There's no exchange. You invalidate conversation. And this is what's happening, whether it's in college campuses, in our political, you know, science realm, you know, things that are happening here. In my caution to our audience and to the body politic is let's not be stupid here. You know, you know, I'm not saying being so open-minded that your brains fall out, but you need to be at least, you know, I guess respectful
of the other person's viewpoint and hear them out and look at if it makes sense, it makes sense. If it doesn't, I mean, at least know what it is that you're talking about so you have a right answer. I mean, like last night, I happened to get in the conversation. I'm real careful sometimes because, you know, people, you know, they're pretty loose and crazy and reckless with their conversation words. And this guy, and I took a risk. I said, okay, well, let's see if, you know, you're open-minded enough, because he was spouting all these bumper sticker responses. And, you know, bumper stickers, you know how much depth they have behind the statement. Not a whole lot. And so he's spouting all this stuff off, and he's thinking I was going to agree. And I said, do you really want to know some information here? And he kind of looked at me. And I thought, you know, because normally I don't like to get in these conversations, because you're sitting there at a club and you just want to go and exercise and not get into combat there. But he was, you know, he indicated he was open. And there was even a black gentleman that entered into the conversation. And I started laying this stuff out, and he goes, well, I didn't know that. I said, yeah, but you're saying these other things like as if it's conclusive, but you don't have all the facts. And, you know, and he was just, he was kind of, and even the other gentleman, you know, chimed in, because there was a couple of things about Barack Obama, and I sat there and I'm going, oh my God, am I going to light up something here? But he, you know, and these, both these guys were Democrats. They were not, they weren't Republicans and independents. They were both Democrats. And I just said, well, you know, hey, God bless you for the conversation that you guys are open for this. And they said, well, we appreciate the information. I said, look at, you know, and I happened to share with them the Peterson, you know, statement about being so fixed ideologically that we impose stupid upon ourselves. And I said, you know, we don't need any more stupid. You know, I mean, and here it is. I mean, we got professors, Dan. I mean, how embarrassing. These guys, Yale, Harvard professors, and to hear them talk and you go, oh my God. And then Pamela Carlin makes a reference to Barron. It's like, that's one of those cocktail things, you know, when the elite's all sticking around and they're in their echo chamber and they put out these cute little one sayings, and the people in the cocktail room, you know, oh yeah, that's cute. And they all laugh and they chuckle. And she brought it out. She brought it out front and center, you know, and I love what Matt Gaetz said to her. He said, look, you know, that was very mean of you to say that.
Yeah, she came back and sort of apologized in the afternoon session.
Lousy. That's not, by the way, you know, from an intellectual standpoint, that's not the way to apologize. I mean, if you apologize, you take full responsibility. You don't apologize and then deflect. I mean, we learned that. Didn't we learn that in school? I did. I mean, maybe I was better served by nuns that loved us enough and cared enough for us that taught us how to apologize.
Right. That's true. So the other thing that I wanted to mention is that on your show, I think almost now a year ago, I said that the Democratic Party is the party of victims, has been for the last 40 years. And that I predicted at that time, I put it in writing in several commentaries, that I believe that the presidential nominee for the Democratic Party was going to be the ultimate victim. Mm-hmm. And the ultimate victim in the Democratic Party is Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
And I put one caveat in that, unless she's in an orange jumpsuit. And again, she was out on Howard Stern this week.
I know. Unbelievable.
Talking about the possibility of running. But I said to you in the break that I think Bloomberg has opened the door for her to come in, because she knows that she does not want to get on the stage with who's ever left standing. And Bloomberg doesn't seem to be interested in wanting to be on the stage either, because the format has gotten terrible reviews and viewership has just collapsed on it.
So, can we do something about his eyebrows? For a guy that's got so much money, his eyebrows are all over the place. I mean, it's like, please. I mean, what, did he and Bernie Sanders go to the same barber? They can't, you know, run a little haircut, you know, maybe a little, cut these things off. I mean, come on. I mean, it's like, somebody's got to talk to him. It's just that and the fact that there's so much hair dye in Congress. I mean, it's like, Nancy Pelosi, I know you have gray hair. Let some come out. It's okay.
Yeah. So I still believe that what's going to happen And it's interesting. I keep watching and I keep listening to these little tidbits come out that are talking about what I talked about months and months and months and months ago. And that is, I believe that nobody, when you go through the primaries, is going to walk into the Democratic convention with enough votes to win the nomination on the first ballot. And as a result, after the first ballot, then the delegates are all loose and not encumbered by their commitment to their candidates.
Is it after the first? I thought it had to go through two, but after the first ballot, then they're free
to
go.
You're going to start, if nobody wins it on the first ballot, you're going to start seeing people jockeying for position. So I think it really is actually the third ballot. But I think it's going to wind up being a brokered convention, and Hillary Clinton is going to ride in to the convention center on a white horse, willing to make the sacrifice.
Take a bullet for the people one more time, huh?
One more time. I beat him once, I can beat him again.
Right, exactly. Well, what about Michelle Obama?
They just signed an agreement to buy a house on Martha's Vineyard for $11.5 million. And they've got another house in Washington, D.C. that they bought for $8.1 million. She got a $60 million book deal. The president got a $50 million production deal with Netflix. Why would they want to take a pay cut?
Well, yeah, I mean, well, Joe Biden, you know, I mean, I don't know, you know, power is so alluring, you know, and the idea that, you know, people keep looking at her, and of course, they suspect, well, you know, why is it that Barack Obama is not coming out and supporting Biden? And I think on the face, he realizes that's a losing horse, that's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
So then the speculation is, well, maybe he's holding back for, you know, for Michelle, and you know, but would he hold back for Hillary one more time? Oh, Lord have mercy. This could be all kinds of fun.
Yeah, and then the latest independent polling data in the black community shows Donald Trump with between 32 and 35.
Exactly. Right.
Which is, it's got the black radical leadership going crazy. And Kamala Harris suspended her campaign and blamed white people for her inability to capture the spotlight, and people who are anti-women and anti-black, and she had all the excuses other than admitting that she was a terrible candidate. She had nothing of substance to say.
I mean, how dare you play the race card? I mean, here you are. You're a senator. You're a sitting senator, and you play the race card. In a country that here we are supposedly trying to unify, and God bless, I'll tell you, God bless those with courage. Gianna Caldwell, you know, Dr. Ben Carson, many other excellent examples who have come out and supported, you know, values that unite the country, and they're doing this, you know, and taking a lot of heat for, you know, their conservative stance, their stance for unity, while you have people who are so self-seeking like Kamala Harris that, you know, want to blame, you know, the white misogyny for her lack of success.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, she's another victim, right?
Right. And I can't think of his name. The black leader out of New York has the show on MSNBC.
Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton
yesterday was saying the next debate is going to be all white people. There aren't going to be black people, people of color.
Yes.
And what's wrong with the Democratic Party that they can't put some black people on the stage?
Well, Al Green was complaining that there wasn't a black professor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Al Green, who was the first one who, you know, presented articles, or at least, you know, wanted to pass a motion to impeach the president, right?
Right. Yes. Nobody there. Person of color. Old white people.
Well, last time I checked, white is a color, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, that's what I thought. You know, we're all people of color. We've gone through enough of this stuff, and I think that, you know, hopefully, if not in our lifetime, Dan, then shortly after, with the next generation, that they'll be smart enough to realize that the old axiom that our founding fathers believed in, and that many of us have grown up with, is that united we stand, divided we fall. And the future of America lies in the unity of of us coming together focused on, I believe, the number one most important thing that we can have, and that is the furtherance of our liberties and our freedoms. Dan Perkins, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Dan. Appreciate it.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio.